Tradition is for this Gemara. I have a cousin who wrote a book on nutrition. She did the Meir Sharim. So she got a haskama from the Badatz. So my uncle was making fun of her. She'd get a haskama from a doctor. It means something. What is the Badatz not about nutrition? She wrote a book in Hebrew, I think, about nutrition. So this Gemara, Mem Dalad and Mebase, the top 10 lines are problematic. If there was a bracha floating around, Anshei Knesset HaGdol composed a bracha, Bar Nefashos. So Rab Tarfon decided to throw the bracha as a bracha Rishayna for water. And the others developed the meaning that use it as a bracha Akrayna after water and after vegetables. That's a strange Gemara. What's going on here? The Gemara says, Anshei Knesset HaGdol, the ones who authorized, they were the ones who composed all the brachas. Now that I compose your own brachas, or even a bracha that was composed, now that I recite the bracha whenever you please. It has to be according to the rules and regulations. So what's going on? I don't know. It's a very strange Gemara. Now there's this jive with the klal that we usually have, that no one else composes any brachas. Don't know. So the Gemara says the minig is the top test says Abdina Kikula Vachena on the Noagim that we say Bar Nefashos even after water. That's our papa's practice. Tanan, there's a Mishnah Nida. What does it say? Mishnah Nida says everyone that belongs to category A certainly belongs to category B, but there are people in B that don't belong in A. What does it say there? Whatever is chayvim bikurim is chayvim chumas amaisis. Not everything that's chayvim chumas amaisis. Chayvim bikurim. Bikurim is only the shivus aminim. Chumas amaisis is everything. Wherever is pasul le'edus is pasul le'dayanus. But not everybody is pasul le'dayanus. It's pasul le'edus. And amaretz is kosher le'edus, but it's not kosher le'dayanus. So it says, there are things that need a bracha rishayna, they don't need a bracha achrayna. Anything that needs a bracha achrayna certainly needs a bracha rishayna. You get an ali, you say a bracha before and after. What else? You eat food, you say a bracha before and after. Kosher tom bracha le'achav, certainly tom bracha lefan. Gesh tom bracha lefan, ve'eh tom bracha le'achav. So the shayla is, what is he referring to? So bishleim, according to the first opinion, la'pukei yarka, that on vegetables, plain old vegetables, you don't say bar nefashos. And according to Rabbi Yitzchok, la'pukei maya, you don't say bar nefashos on water. El rapap, but if your practice is that you say Bar Nefashos even after water is Lapuke Mai. What is the Mishnah referring to? According to the way the Vilna Gaon said in the beginning of the Perek, that Achra V'loi Klum means in the days of the Tanoim, they never said this Bracha Achra. There was a later Minig that developed. So what's the Kasha in the Mishnah? Neither. It says that you're not Mechiv to say Bracha Achra. They developed a later Minig that they do say, but in the days of the Tanoim, the practice was Achra V'loi Klum. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? I don't know. The Gemara presents it as if this minig existed in the days of the Tanoim. It's clearly, the way the Vilna Gaon says, clearly not so. It was a minig that developed in the days of the Amaroi. I don't know. That's the Gemara's kasha. Bishleima, yeah, Ela, the Rapapa, Lapuke Mai. What kind of food do you eat that you only say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after? And the Gemara, Lapuke Mitzvahs. The Mishnah means a birchas hamitzvah only recited before, no birchas hamitzvah recited after you complete the mitzvah. So then the Gemara says, "Kasha, however, we live nei by Ravin, but according to the practice in Eretz Yisrael, which was to the west of Bavel, so they call Eretz al b'nei Maravin. So according to the practice of b'nei Maravin, that the bus and the mesalkit feel like after they take off the tefillin, they recite the bracha lishmachuk of lapukei mai. So they say bracha even after performing a mitzvah as well. The lapukei reyach, the birchas hareyach we had. Doesn't reyach to about peres, bari is bipsamim, bari atzib psamim. All the different brachas that say a reyach. You only say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after. So here's a famous tesis. Tesis quotes Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam thinks that this issue where he say bracha lishmachuk of depends on the machloikis and menoches daf lamed zayin. It says How do you translate the words of the pasuk "Lishamata Sachuka Hazos Lamoada Miyami Mamima"? Is it referring to Chukas HaPesach? And Miyami Mamima means annually. You should fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach once a year, every year. Or the Chukas HaTfilah Nakasim Adaber. And Miyami Mamima means daily. So that's a machlokes HaTanoim. So if you hold the Chukas HaTfilah Nakasim Adaber, it's unclear from the parsha. But he's talking Chukas HaPesach or Chukas HaTfilah. If he say goes on Chukas HaTfilin, then you learn out two dinim from this pasuk. You learn out two additional dinim. One is miyamim yamim miyamim v'lo leilos, that Laila loves man tefillin min ha-toyro. And number two, miyamim v'lo kol yamim, that there are certain days in the year that are exempt from tefillin. Which day should be exempt? Which days? Weekends. Well, which day should be exempt? The Gemara said mistabish Shabbos and yantiv, because you only need a noise on the weekdays, and Shabbos and Yom Tov itself is an oise, so you don't need them. Yeah. So Tosfos says, and how do we paskin? So Tosfos says, Anan, the kaim along we paskin, Laila is mantfilim. Ikara din deraisa, Laila is mantfilim. It's only with the Rabbanim, we don't permit you to put on tefillin by Laila, because normally people go to, in dormitories a different Shulchan Aruch, but normal people go to sleep at night, and people go to sleep at night, so gzeir shem yishem ha'em shem yafiach behem. You're not allowed to be mefiach b'tfilin. So it's only with the Rabbanan that you're not allowed to put on the tefillin. But mikra din you're allowed to. Yeah. If you hold that the pasuk only goes, on chukas ha-pesach, doesn't go on chukas ha-tfilin, therefore mikra din deraisa laila is matfilin. So how do you know that Shabbos and Yontav you don't put on tefillin? So sometimes I'm talking all that you do wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontav. Very strange. How could there be a machlekes ha-tanoim? Whether you like tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. No one remembered what they did in the previous generation. There was a Holocaust and everybody was killed out and no one remembered. How can it be? So the answer is, based on the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Beitza, the Maharam Lublin, on the bottom of the Maharsho, the end of the first parak in Beitza, he points out, you see from the Gemara, that even if you hold Shabbos v'yom Tov, blavs man tefillin means you're not mechuyev to wear tefillin, but it's not an aveira. There's no issur to wear tefillin. Apparently, there were people who were wearing tefillin. But everybody was wearing tefillin. How can it be? Everybody was wearing tefillin. There were probably always some people who did put on tefillin. Today, nobody puts on tefillin because the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Zohar that it's a bizoyan to Shabbos. If you wear, it's an issa to wear tefillin on Shabbos because you're demonstrating as if Shabbos is not an os and you need the os of tefillin. So because the Shulchan Aruch and the Zohar was in hiding for so many centuries. So they only found it during the lifetime of the Ramban. They discovered the Zohar. So after the days of the Ramban, people are choshish for the Zohar. So nobody puts on tefillin. But according to the Gemara, the end of the first paragraph of Beitza, says even if Shabbos Yom Tov is Lav's Mantuan, you're allowed to put on tefillin. It's not an Isser. It's not Muktze. It's not a Klisha Malachta. The Isser, the Shulchan Aruch writes that tefillin is a Klisha Malachta Lahetta. If you want to wear tefillin on Shabbos Yom Tov, you may. The Taz says that now that people follow the Zohar, now that Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Zohar, the Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's an issa to wear tefillin, now it's considered a klisha malachta leheter. Now it's considered a klisha malachta leissa. Then Rabbi Soloveitchik said that he once heard from his uncle, Rabbi Elbala, once you say like the Taz already, that it's an issa to wear tefillin based on the Zohar, so it should be worse than a klisha malachta liyisa, it should be kol malachta liyisa. Kol malachta liyisa, there's a Rabbeinu Tam in Perek Kira, the third Perek on Shabbos, and the Ramo begins to quote this Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes it a little bit, that a kli that's kol malachta liyisa is mukta mamash. If you only use it for malacha purposes, so then it's not called a klisha malachta liyisa, it's called mukta mamash. But, okay. But it's very strange. How can you have a machlokes ha-tanaim? Some of the tanaim have the opinion Shabbos Yom Tov. You're mechuyev to wear tefillin. How can it be mechuyev to wear tefillin? They saw every single person in shul. In the weekdays, everybody wore tefillin. On Shabbos, everybody wore tefillin in shul. If you hold Shabbos Yom Tov, loves mantan, but if you want to, you may. Maybe two or three people from 100 people, two or three people would be wearing tefillin. But they didn't see that the other 98 people were not wearing tefillin. Very strange. And they held again. So they obviously they saw only 2% of the people are wearing tefillin. Before the days of the Zohar, after the Zohar was discovered, nobody was wearing tefillin. Before they discovered the Zohar, 2% of the people were wearing tefillin. So that they took that as a raya that you're mechuyif to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. They were paskening against the minig. The minig was 98% of the people didn't wear tefillin. And they said that it's wrong, you're mechuyif to wear tefillin. Okay. Very strange. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel that the traditions, the way the religion is observed, is whatever the masorah is, whatever the minig is kaveh what the din is.
Say that same thing by
Chalamoid?
That it's a
design? I think so. Also, to wear tefillin on Chalamoid, yeah, sure.
What's the nafkamina between Kol
Shemalach Talesen or Kli Shemalach Talesen? A Kli Shemalach Talaheter, let's start from the beginning. A Kli Shemalach Talaheter is Mutter Letaltel Letzar Gufo, Letzar Letzar Chair. Is a Kli Shemalach Talaheter. You sit on the chair, you don't kill people with chairs. Chairs are not miyuchad to throw on people to kill them. So chairs are miyuchad for sitting on it. Kli shemalach talaheter, you're permitted to move the tzar gufoy. If you want to, I want to sit over here. I want to sit in this room. Letzarach mekomo, the chair is in the way. I want to take it away. Oh, mechama letzel. I'm afraid someone's going to steal the chair. I'm afraid the sun is shining. It's going to fade the color on the upholstery. So that's mechamel itself, to protect it from a gun of stealing and so on. If you have a klisha malachta le'iser, what's an example of klisha malachta le'iser? A pen or a pencil, okay. Is mutter to move it, l'tzorach gufoy? Let's say you have a screwdriver or a hammer. So screwdriver, hammer is klisha malachta le'iser. Usually you use it to bang in nails, that's a malacha. So you're permitted to use it, l'tzorach gufo. I have a jar of pickles that I just can't open, so I bang the pickles or I pry open the jar. I'm allowed to use the tzorkuf of the tzorkmakomo. They forgot to set the table on Erev Shabbos. They have a screwdriver and a hammer on the table. And I want to get it out of the way. I want to put the plate over here to put the food on the table. So that's the tzorkmakomo, but you're not allowed to move it, mechama letzel. If I have, let's say, the screwdriver or the or the hammer, it's not the way, it's just I'm afraid that someone's going to steal it, or it's going to get ruined by the sun. So then you're not allowed to move it, mechama letzel. And if you have a kli that's mukta mamish, then you can't even move it, letzorach gufo, letzorach mekomoy. If you have something that's really mukta, what's an example of real mukta? Eitzim avona v'yofar. Let's say it's not even a kli. Eitzim avona v'yofar means twigs fell down from a tree. And I'm not going to use it for anything. Or I am going to use it. I'm going to use it to throw it in the furnace. Logs. So that's mukta mamish. That's not a kli. So eitzim avona v'yofar, or pebbles that you don't use for anything, that's mukta mamish. It's also to move it, even the tzor kuf and the tzor
mekoymai. So do we pass them like that grid that tefillin is called?
The Ramot, there's a Rabbi Natam, quoted by Tosfos, and it's more Bahar Chove in the Or Zeruah. It's more explained than the Or Zeruah. Rabbi Natan holds that if you have a kli shekol malachta le'iser, let's say a cell phone. So you only use a cell phone to make telephone calls. You don't use it to keep the place in the Gemara. People put the cell phone in the Gemara to hold the place. Maybe they do. I don't know. But if you have something that you only use, kol malachta le'iser, so the Ramo quotes Rabbi Natan that it's mukta mamish. But then he writes, he adds another line, and he says, so you're only allowed to move it, the tzorach gufo, the tzorach mekomo. What do you mean? Once you quote the Rabbi Natan that is muktzah, so you can't even move it, the tzorach gufo, the tzorach mekomo. So Rabbi Soloveitchik thought, I think they quote from Rabbi Yanker Kamenetsky also like that. He thought that the Ramah started off by quoting the Rabbi Natan. And then the next line in the Ramah doesn't make sense. You should ignore the second line. And the first line, the Ramah paskens like the Rabbi Natan, that they call malach tali, so it's muktzah mamish. And Rav Moshe Feinstein paskens against that. He says, no, the Ramah ended off that it's only a klisha malach taliyisa. So what did he bother quoting the Rabbi Natan if it's called malach taliyisa? So Shaila had whether we should accept that Rabbi Natan or not. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that we do accept the Rabbi Natan.
When the hammer
of
his mother is considered called malach taliyisa, or most people don't use it to crack a nut? Almost any...
We have nut crackers.
Yeah, one. Yeah, I don't think anybody I've ever heard has done that in their whole life. they can use the
tone
to learn from.
I use hammers to crack open nuts weekdays and on Shabbos. It could be I use it for nuts more often than I use it for banging nails also. It could be I use it for, we have the hammer in the kitchen. I think I use it more for pickle jars than for nails. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. You have to figure out, yeah.
In the pummel itself case, are you allowed to use it in the tzorach gufo that you wouldn't have normally wanted? So, like, if you're afraid it's going to get lost, so the only reason you're taking the hammer is you will crack open a nut, but it's like a harama just to, in order to get it out of the pummel itself. Is that mutter still?
Probably not. I don't know. Probably not. That you're allowed to use it. For Kalisha Malachta Leisa, you're allowed to use the tzorach gufo, and the Mishnah Brura says that's only if you have no alternative. If you have a Kalisha Malachta Leheter, he writes in the Sharat Zion, he writes, he thinks it's a double portion, that it's only duchuya, it's not hutra, so it's only muta if it's the epshel kaim shneim. If the only way to crack the nut is by using a hammer, but if we can use a nutcracker instead of using a hammer, then he thinks you have to use the nutcracker, shouldn't use the hammer. So probably to do a harama would not be allowed. So again, so Tosfos says, the nusach of the bracha, shekirishanet b'mitzvah yisav b'tzivano, lishma chuko, where'd they get that nusach from? Obviously, it's a dead giboy legatif in the pasuk. That's on the assumption that the pasuk is talking. We don't paskin like that. Tosfos says we paskin mikra din. Laila is man tefillin. It's only midirabbanan because there is shem yishem b'hem, shem yafir b'hem. The Rambam paskin is not so. The Rambam paskin mikra din. That laila is lavs man tefillin ben atorim. That's why Moshe Feinstein has the tshuva. We probably spoke about it, no? He says under the communists they had to work all day from before, way before Mishiach HaShchaveh, right? Until the middle of the night. So the Shadow was, when are they going to wear tefillin? So he used to daven by heart. He used to daven ben gavra l'gavra, in between doing work under the communists. But when are they going to lay tefillin? They didn't allow them to lay tefillin. So Moshe felt that communism is going to be around for a long time. How long did it last? 8 years, 9 years, I forgot already. He felt that communism is going to be around a long time. And you're going to tell the people that they should put on tefillin b'li bracha before Mashiach is chaveroi. The end is going to be, they're not going to wear the tefillin. So he paskin the ikar adin, we paskin like Tosfos, that laila is man tefillin, it's zelig zereshem yishamem shem yafiach b'hem. So according to the way we paskin like Tosfos, if you already slept all night long and you woke up in the morning, then you may say a bracha on the tefillin. At night, before you go to sleep, then there's but if you already had a good night's sleep, but you didn't have a good night's sleep, you woke up in the morning and that's it for the day. You're going to go to work now. There's no Zerushem Yishan. You can't go to sleep now in the morning. So then, you can really say a bracha. So he said, we can't tell the people to be machmeh for the Rama. You have to go with the Ikaradin. The Ikaradin is he said bracha on the tefillin. Ay, ay, ay. So Tosfos claims that this B'nai Marava practice, Zeh Bracha, only applies to Tefillin if you're taking it off at the end of the day, before the Shkia, because Laila is Lav Zman Tefillin. But if you take it off after Shachris, Tosfos says, they used to take it off B'chatzi HaYom. They daven Shachris till 12 o'clock. There is a minion in the yeshiva, the late minion. No, there probably is a minion where they take off Tefillin B'chatzi HaYom. They start at 10 o'clock minyan or something. Start with, there is such a minyan. Probably at 11 o'clock minyan also where they daven shachris, okay. Lubavitch, no, Lubavitch always daven at 10 o'clock in the morning. So Lubavitch and minyan, they take off a chatzi hayom. So Tosfos says, if you take off a chatzi hayom, you don't say a bracha. Lish machukam is only if you hold like the b'nei marove, if you hold the pshat and the pasuk, which amata is a chukka hazos, goes on chukas ha-tfilin, and you take off the tfilin before Shabbos or before, because Mikra Adin, Shabbos loves man tefillin, v'shamata miyamim yamim, miyamim v'lo kol yamim, yamim v'lo leila. So when you're taking off the tefillin, not to violate the din, having tefillin on Shabbos or Yontif or Laila, then you say Lishma Chukka. But we don't hold the whole thing. So Tosfos says then that we never say Lishma Chukka. And Tosfos says when you take off your talis, there's not there to wear a talis by Laila, there's not there to wear a talis Shabbos and Yontif. So the Bnei Marava would never say a bracha when you finish davening or when you finish fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. or you leave the sukkah, you don't say a bracha d'shma chukah, but the guy was sitting in the sukkah for 5 hours in a row, then he's going to walk out of the sukkah to go to shul, to daven mincha in the afternoon, he says a bracha d'shma chukah. So Rabbi Natam says no. Rabbi Natam says no. So when the Gemara says, what does the Mishnah need they're referring to, that yesh and tom bracha l'fan, v'en tom bracha l'achrov, Gemara says it goes on Reach. What they have to say goes on Reach. Should have said it goes on Sukkah, it goes on Tzitzis, it goes on all the other mitzvahs in the world. The one and only mitzvah that you say bracha when you finish is tefillin, according to the Bnei Marabah who learn that the pasuk of Shamatos Chukazos goes on tefillin. So that's what Tosis says, the last 2 lines of Kosher, based on what they just explained, that it doesn't apply to Tzitzis and Lulim and Sukkah. Because the habimotz of the shnei hachal apukish amitzus afilu lebnei marova, yeah, it's a pellet. So that's why the Ramban disagrees with the Rabbi Natam, and he thinks that the bnei marova said a bracha at the end of any mitzvah that takes shihu isman, takes a long time. He wear the talis for an hour, not only by tefillin because v'shamarta sachuka hazois, and any mitzvah that takes a while. Say when you finish doing the mitzvah, you say a bracha. That's why the Gemara had to shift to Reach. Lapuke Reach. The Reach, there's no bracha after. But on all mitzvahs that take a while to do, the Bnei Marava would say a bracha lacha. No. We'll never know who's right because we don't pass like the Bnei Marava. It's not relevant. Machlokes are Ben Tam and the Ramban. What pshat the Bnei Marava was. Then the Gemara has a few tips on nutrition. What's healthy to eat, what's not healthy to eat, what's good for the teeth. What's good for the heart, what's good for digestion, okay. Whatever, you have to be up. Why does the Gemara write all these? Because there's a din, you have to take care of your health. Not allowed to be overweight, and you have to do things that are healthy. So the Gemara tells you what they heard from the doctors of their generation. In every generation, the doctors discover new things. You have to follow whatever the doctors tell you. Yeah. What's healthy, what's not healthy. Shine. What else? Shine. Till the bottom of the omelet. The whole thing is about nutrition. Okay. Then the last line we learn. What is the word litzamai? What's the significance? Lapuki mai to the exclusion of chankese umtza. What does it mean chankese umtza? So the Tosis quotes one opinion, Rav Amram Goen, the top Tosis on Mem Hei. Rav Amram pirish the datka the fun of the boy brucha alach rav chai lebov. He learns that the fellow's mom is choking, so you don't say a bracha because he may choke. Why are you saying the bracha? So drink the water quickly. But after you finish drinking the water, then you do have to say a bracha. And if you are able to say a bracha before, you're not really choking so seriously, then you do say a bracha. We don't follow the Ramam Goen Shita. We follow the other Balei HaTosis, that water that doesn't have any nutrition to it, if you're swallowing apple juice or orange juice or something, or soda that has a sweet flavor to it, you're swallowing something, some other liquid in order to swallow pills, and they say, you do say a bracha. But water, if you're just taking water to swallow a pill, then you don't say any bracha. Let's say a person is has a croaky throat. He's not really thirsty, but his voice sounds awful. So he needs a sip of water in order to be able to speak better. So Mestama also, that's the same as chanka sayumtza, that you're not really thirsty, so you shouldn't say a bracha. And then you only say bracha achrayna, they quote from the Vilna Gaon, if you drank a whole revius, litzamoy. A lot of times a person thirsty, he takes a little sip, he's not thirsty anymore. So then he drinks the rest of the cup of water that it shouldn't spill on the table. But he didn't really drink a revius being thirsty. So then you wouldn't say bar nefoshes. Yeah. Then what's the last gemara? Machlokes hatanoim. What bracha do you say before you drink the water? So the Tanakhama says you say shahakol. And Reb Tarfon says, he said, Bar Nefoshes says, the bracha shalafaneo, that's the bracha rishayna. Bar Nefasha says the bracha Rishayna. So the Gemara says, how do we pasken? Pukhazi mai amadibar. What is the minhag olam outside? So the minhag olam is that you say shakal before and bar nefasha is after. You. Okay. Hadron alach ketzah mevarchim. Fine. Next perek is all about birchas hamazon. So birchas hamazon, we just said, birchas hamazon is a din deraisa based on the pasuk. Eretz Yisrael miskenes tachal balech nechalta v'savata v'irachtos Hashem alakecha. And we paskin not like Rabbi Gamliel. Amem dalad amen aleph. We don't paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. You have to say gimel brachas on all the shivas aminim. Even if you ate kidei svi, even if your whole meal consists of the shivas aminim, you don't say brachas amazim. We don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Achal shelik v'hu mazono. Shalik is shlokas, cooked vegetables. We don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. We don't pass like Rabbi Gamliel. We pass like the Chachamim. That only on lechem. Eretz Yipsikulina says, Eretz Hashalim Hashalim Miskenes Tachal Balechem Vechalta Vesavata Virachtos Hashem Alakecha. Yeah. How much you have to eat in order to be chayiv to recite Birchas Hamazon? So it's a machlokas in this Mishnah, Memhei Amen Aleph. Machlokas are Buda and Reb Meir. Whether Kezayis, or Kibbeitza. Usually, Reb Meir, Reb Yudah, Alach, and Reb Yudah. Usually, whenever they disagree, we paskin like Reb Yudah. But over here, we paskin once in a while. Reb Meir, Reb Yudah, Alach, and Reb Meir. Once in a while. The Gemara says in Ervin, we rarely paskin like Reb Meir. Because Reb Meir used to give such pulpulim. He used to explain all the logical possibilities. And the days of the Tanaim, the Talmidim wanted to hear bottom line, Alach, and Lamaisa, what's the psa? So they always left Reb Meir Shir. They went to the other Tanoim, because the other Tanoim would only explain, they would spend more time explaining their Shita. Reb Meir would explain all the logical possibilities. He would probably explain what his Shita is also, but only Bekitz and Nimrats. And as they said, the Tanoim, they liked more Halacha L'maisa. So in the next generation, when they were voting, so the majority were not Talmidim of Reb Meir. So he was usually outvoted. But once in a while, you have Reb Meir, Reb Yudah Halacha is Kereb Meir. Here the din clearly is Kezayis. The Gemara, the whole Masichta says, we paskin Kezayis. Yeah, the Shaila was what the Kezayis is, the Raisa, the Rabbanon. So we had the Gemara on Daf Chof, where the Malachi Ashoris confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think we had on Daf Chof on the base. And they ask him, how come he's nursi ponim li Yisrael? Omer Malachi Ashoris hofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shalom, kosa b'sarasecha shalom, yisa ponim, leikach shechad. And the Jews are machmer on their own at Kezayis at Kibetza. So you see from the Gemara that the Chiyah Birchas Hamazon Deraisa is only if you have Kedei Sviya. It's only mid the Rabbanon, or maybe Medak Gimal Atzma, maybe it's even less than it than the Rabbanon. Maybe it's only a minis chasidus, a minik, that's a question. Maybe it's even less than a din de rabbanon that you bench on kazai. So that's what that gemara appears to imply. Then we had the other gemara, where Yanai HaMelech had killed out all the tanoim. That's the story in Sanhedrin. He killed all the members of the Sanhedrin. His brother-in-law was Shimon ben Shetach. Yana HaMelech married Shlomtzion HaMalka. She was the sister of Shimon Meshech. He was in hiding because he was afraid he was going to kill him too. So Yana HaMelech made a party, and a victory party probably. He was always conquering new territories, and he was forcing conversion. He was forcing all the goyim to convert to Judaism. He was a lunatic. He was a murderer. Did a lot of crazy things, but he was... ultra-Orthodox. He's not going to eat without benching. So he came time to bench. He didn't have any sitter. He didn't have a bench. So he needed someone to bench. So the Gemara says, Minakotlu, the Rabban, killed all the members of the Sanhedrin. La'avale inish liberuchiluhu. They needed someone to bench for them. So he told his wife, we need to try to get us a rabbi. So she said, if I'll get someone, she meant her brother, if I'll get someone, you swear to me that you're not going to kill him? So he swore, okay. Ishtabala, he swore to his wife he's not going to kill. So she got Shimon Meshetach. She knew where he was hiding. So Shimon Meshetach came. And then he gave him a cup of wine, and they said, okay, bench for us. So he took the wine, he drank it, and then he said, Bar Piyag up, and he drank it. And then he said, now give me another cup, now I'll bench Mezuma to be Moitziyu. So he said, I didn't give you the wine to drink. So he said, well, what can I do? How can I say, Rosh Hashanah Mishlov Tevachayinu, if I didn't eat anything, I have to eat. So I had to drink the cup of wine to be able to bench. Then the Gemara says, V'shem Yemen Shetach De'ovah, this thing that he did, he drank the wine and he benched, L'gamehu De'ovah, that's only his shita. Well, we don't pass like that. What had we pass on the other man, and Motzi Rab Nechavosim, Al Cheochel Kazayis Dogen. He can only bench to be Motzi others if you had bread, if you had a Kazayis of bread. If you only had a cup of wine, that's not good enough. So here, Rashi quotes the Bahag, and Tosfos, all the Rishonim discuss, how can, if all he drank was, if all a person would eat would be a kazayis of bread, so kazayis are not chayv to bench benatur. That's what the Rabban Shalom told the angels. V'hei medak tekim al atzma mida means that it's midirabbanon, or it means it's a minig, a midas chasid, is one or the other. So if it's not a chayv deraisa, everybody else, they probably ate kidei sviya. All the members of the cabinet of Yanei HaMelech, all the people, they all ate Kidei Sviya. The king is giving all royal banquet. So for sure they ate Kidei Sviya. And how can the one who ate a Kazai's bread be mighty those who ate Kidei Sviya? They're not Mechuyib B'dover. They're only Mechuyib M'dirabbanon or less. And those who ate Kidei Sviya are Mechuyib M'natar. So this is a kasha that all the Rishonim work on. So the Rabbi Natam Paskin, Shulchan Aruch Kavod, Rabbi Natam Paskin, you see from this Gemara that Kazayis is deraisa. Not like the Gemara. In other words, a contradiction between the Gemara of Chofim Ebeis. On Chofim Ebeis, the Rabban Shalom is quoted as having saying one way, and we don't Paskin like the Rabban Shalom. We don't Paskin like the Rabban Shalom. We Paskin, who's fighting with the Rabban Shalom? Rabbi Yitzchak, who wins against the Rabban Shalom. Amar Abchia Barabo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with the Rabban Shalom. So we Paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. That you chay men atar, if you ate kezayis, you chay men atar. Well, okay, I guess that's it. Lo b'shamayim hi. Something, some kind of an answer here, yeah. Where the Tanoim, where do they have this discussion, whether if you eat kezayis or kebeitza? Here. The Mishnah's mem heim at Aleph, the opening Mishnah in Shlosh Shachlu. And where's the Gemara? I got it already. Where's the Gemara, where they argue? On Memtes on the days. The wide lines. Hacha b'kroi pligi. The Machlokes Amer viewed in the Mishnah where the Kazayis and Gebeitza is based on the Pesukim. Amer sava v'achalta zu achila, sabata zu shtiyav, achila b'kazayis. So if you have a kazayis of bread, you mechuyev to bench. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, achalta v'savat, achila sheyesh b'sviya, ve'izu zu kibetza. Shai. So the Gemara sounds like it's a machloikis on the level of the raisa. In the Mishnah it says, ad kama mezamnim, how much bread do you have to eat in order to bench mezuman? So Tesis writes, ad kama mezamnim, here's a little Tesis memtes on the base. It's not only a machloikis. It says the Taisa Shaykh and Mishnah of the Yel. The Taisa belongs to Memheim and Aleph. It's not a machloikis when you get to Zimun. Who then bechaz amazim below Zimun? It's machloikis amir at Yudah. How much bread do you have to eat in order to bench? Eli Revus Hashminin, I feel all kezais, mezamnim. The same machloikis. So this machloikis, the Gemara says, Hocha bikroi pligi. Machloikis amir at Yudah is how do you read the psukim? Sounds like it's a machloikis on the level of their Isa. That's how the Rabbi Natam took it. And he says, we paskin kazayis, so kazayis is deraisa. All the other Balei HaTosfos do not accept the Rabbi Natam. Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the Rabbanu Shalom on Daf Chof on the base. That if you eat a kazayis, it's only the Rabbanu. So that's because Tosfos says like that. Tosfos di maschar, mei yosavar, vei mari, ani koi asmachta di alman nirim, and deraisa binin sviya gemura, ki dam perak misha meisa Daf Chof on the base, etc. Etc. The Yidika Zayis, it's only the Rabbanan. So the whole Gemara is only an Asmachta. Yeah. That's what we assume. Okay. So there's a Din Menator you have to bench. How many themes do you have to mention in the benching? So, V'achalta V'savata, Uve Rachta. es Hashem alakecha, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave you the food, al ha'oretz, over the fact that he gave us Eretz Yisrael, and ha'toivah is over the fact that he gave us Yerushalayim. Ha'or ha'toiv hazeh v'ha'levanon. And Yerushalayim has a double aspect to it. Yerushalayim has a double aspect. Yerushalayim is the makam ha'mikdash, and Yerushalayim is the ir ha'melucha. So you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us Yerushalayim as the capital. The Gemara says that when David HaMelech, here's the Gemara, is on Mem Ches on the base. Eight lines from the top. Amar Am Nachman, Moshe Tikkun Liso Birchas Amam Shel Shiyar Lahem Mon. Moshe composed the Nusach Hazan. Hazan is HaKol. The first bracha was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua Tikkun Lahem Birchas HaOretz. Because when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, so they had to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he delivered on his promise. He promised going to deliver Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people. So after they got it, then they composed Al Horetz Val Amosim. Then David Shlomo established Yerushalayim as something special. David established Yerushalayim as the Ir HaMelucha, and then Shlomo HaMelech established the Beis HaMikdash. So David composed the beginning of the third bracha. Shlomo Melech composed the rest of the third bracha. David and Shlomo, Tikna Bani Yerushalayim. David Tikna Al Yisrael Melech Al Yerushalayim Yerech, Shlomo Tikna Al Abayis Al Gadol HaKadosh. And Atayv HaMeitiv, that was later. So these are the three brachas that are derived. Azonis HaKol, Nodol Chal Oretz Val Amozayim, and in the days of David and Shlomo, Bani Yerushalayim was the capital of Eretz Yisrael, and they had a Beis HaMikdash, so they said, we thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital, and we thank you for giving us the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should restore the Beis HaMikdash. So that's probably not the Araisa, to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should restore the Beis HaMikdash. That's probably the Rabbanan, the Birchas HaMazon, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you. Now that Mr. Donald Trump recognized Yerushalayim as the capital, so maybe the third bracha, maybe we should consider changing the Nusach HaBracha. It's all Racham, no have Rachmanis. But now it is the capital. Now there is a Jewish Medina. So now maybe we should say, Hefta Bracha, we thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital, and have Rachmanis on Yerushalayim as the capital, have Rachmanis on Malchus Beis David Mishichecha. We'll have to bring it up at the next OU convention. You should change the Nusach HaBracha. Okay. Yeah. Min HaTorah, you have to say three brachas. A Min HaTorah can say all the three themes in one bracha. That we had was a Machlokes Tosfos and the Rashba. Who remembers? Where was that Tosfos? Where? There's Zion. The list, the bottom Tosfos and the Zion and Aleph. The Tosfos seems to hold the Min HaTorah. You have to say Gimel Brachas on the Rashba, and that Tosfos disagrees. He thinks that you can contain all the three themes in one bracha. Min HaTorah. There's no need that you have to say three brachas. Okay, so that's with respect to the Chiyah Birchas Hamoz and Derais. We pass on the Shulchan Aruch that not like the Rabbeinu Tam. There's only a Chiyah to bench Min HaTorah if you ate kidei svia. What if you ate kezayis or you ate kibetzo? So that's takachiv in the Rabbanan? Or maybe it's even less than that? Maybe it's less than that. There is a machloikas harishonim regarding the din of chinuch. Bein mevarach liyaviv. Here the Gemara has on chof amedbeis. That's how that whole topic began. The emes amru, we have an old tradition. The Emes Amru, Bein Mevarach Le'aviv. Bein means a child before Bar Mitzvah can recite the benching for his father. How can he recite benching for his father? The father is past Bar Mitzvah. Father is Bar Mitzvah. The son is not Bar Mitzvah. There's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the Torah, Pek Hashanah B'chi B'dover, and he motzi Yasser Abim Yedechei Vosan. So how can the Bein be Mevarach for the father? So the Gemara says, V'lechtayim ha'katan Bar Chiyuvu. Gemara asked that question. The father only ate. The father didn't have kedei svia. The father only ate a kezayis or a kedeitza. So the son is mechuyev mid'rabbanan mitam chinuch. So the son can be mitzi the father. So the Rishonim have a machlokes when you have a chiyuv, a child before bar mitzvah has to bench mitam chinuch, the chiyuv chinuch on the child mid the rabbanon, the chiyuv chinuch on the father. So that's a major machlokes of Rishonim. So if you should say the chiyuv chinuch is not on the child is not mechuyev, how can the child be mitzi the father? The father's, if the father's mechuyev to bench mid the rabbanon, the son is not even mechuyev mid the rabbanon. What do you mean osi the rabbanon and mapik the rabbanon? The child is not even mechuyev mid the rabbanon. So Tosfos somewhere says, probably Rebbe Kevega tells you where the Tosfos is. Tosfos writes in one place, no, kezayis and kebeitza is less than a derabbanon. It's only a midas chasidus. They never instituted it as a chiyuv derabbanon. It's a reshus mid derabbanon. Maybe it's even a reshus mid atar. But it's not mechuyev. The father who ate kezayis or kebeitza not even mechuyev mid derabbanon. So therefore the child, before bar mitzvah, is able to be moitzi the father. Wow. That's quite a chiddush. That's from the Loshon. V'hei medakti ki malatzman. It doesn't say that they were mechuyi mederabon. Medakti malatzman perhaps has the connotation that it's only a minig. So that's a question. One way, kezaisa kebeitza. Has to bench mid the rabbanon, or only bench mid taminim, bench mid tamidas chasidus, but whatever it is, he has to bench. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, you only mitzarf to a zimun if he ate kosher bread. If the bread was treif, how can you have bread that's treif? Tevel. Tevel is treif. Ochel tevel. Maiserishin shalanit lucha masa. When you give maiserishin to the levi has to take out maiser mina maiser. And it says, "V'nechshel lachem trumas chem kadogem menagor mecham leah menayakev." When the Levi takes out trumas meiser, meiser mena meiser, v'nechshel lachem trumas chem kadogem menagor. That has the same status as when the farmer takes out truma gedolah. Just like before, the farmer takes out truma gedolah, everything is tevel and there's misa v'dei shamayim. So too, when the farmer gives the meiser rishon to the Levi, kozman the Levi doesn't take out the meiser mena meiser, the trumas meiser. So everything has an isa tevel with a misa b'dei shamayim. So it's mamish the same as tevel. So if you eat tevel, the bread is tevel, or the bread is, if the bread is kosher, but he ate the ham in the middle of the meal, but the bread was kosher, he has to bench mezuman. He has to bench mezuman. But if he ate treif of bread, the bread is tevel, or the bread is maaser rishon shel nitru t'masa, or maaser sheni b'hegdu shaloi niftu. You're not allowed to eat maaser sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim. Not allowed to eat Hegdish, period, unless you paid it. So he goes ahead and he eats the Maaser Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim B'li Pidyon, or eats the Hegdish B'li Pidyon. So it's a violation of Me'ilah. So there's no Mezuman. What do you mean there's no Mezuman? What about benching, though? Do you bench if you ate treif of bread? So that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Pashtus is, Pashtus in the Mishnah only goes on Mezuman. Because Kesher Rishon Meinam and Aminyan, that's a sugya in the third parak in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that when people are doing an Avera, when people are joining together to do a mitzvah, so that's Eina Doima Yechidim Ha'oisim Ritzon Shamokim Lubrubim Ha'oisim Ritzon Shamokim. When a whole group, Davin Tefillah B'Tziba together, a whole group of people do a mitzvah together, so that has an added significance to it, that you're doing Bereivam Hadras Melech. It's more Kvod Shamayim. But when many people do an Avera, it's a bigger Avera, okay. But they're not considered Mitzurev together. Everyone who does an Avera has his own interest in mind. Everybody doing Avera for his own purpose. So it's not considered the whole Chabura people. So you can't say Shlosh Shachlu Ka'achas. You can't say that they all ate together. Since they're eating treif for food, that's not called Ochlu Ka'achas. So that's the Pasha Peshat in the Mishnah. That's what the Ravid writes. And the Rambam writes a Chiddush. No, you don't say a bracha at all on treif food. Not a bracha before, not a bracha after. Not only that it goes on bench and mezuman. It doesn't only go on bench and mezuman because it's not ochlu ka'achas. Because kesher rishayim einam in aminyan. Rishayim who do averis are considered as if each one is doing it on his own. The Rambam holds that you don't say a bracha at all. A non-kosher food, a non-kosher bread. You don't say amotzi, you don't say birchas amazon at all. So that's why there's no mezuman. Yeah.
Non-kosher bread means also if the bread is not kosher. I mean,
Treif.
Treif is lard.
It has lard in it. Awesome. Awesome.
From its Pesach.
Same thing. Same thing. Yeah. What if you eat on Yom Kippur? What if you have to eat on Yom Kippur? The doctor says. So also it's treif. It's a machloikas. The Meiri quotes a machloikas. We pass on the Shulchan Aruch. Whenever it's a makom sakana, you got no choice. Then he's not doing an averit. Then he does say a bracha. Some Rishonim want to distinguish between Yisach Hefti, Yisach Gavra, and Yom Kippur, and Yisach Gavra, as opposed to trade for food, as an Yisach Hefti. But Rav Soloveitchik thought, in Shulchan Aruch, they don't distinguish. Shulchan Aruch, they'll just say, if you're eating the Heter, you do say a bracha. If you're eating Bisa, you don't say a bracha. Doesn't matter, Yisach Hefti, Yisach Gavra. If you're eating Bisa, there's no bracha. Remember one summer in NCSY, in Eretz Yisrael, there was one boy whose parents didn't keep kosher. He went to public school. His parents didn't keep kosher. So he said he knows he's not allowed to say a bracha when his parents give him non-kosher. They give him nevela meat to eat. He has no choice. He has to eat the nevela meat. So he says he always washes to say hamoitzi because he doesn't want to eat the treif of meat without saying a bracha. He knows he don't say shahakon and bar nefashas. So he always washes to say hamoitzi. And then benches after, because he doesn't want to eat food without saying a bracha. So the bread is kosher. His parents buy kosher bread, but the meat that they eat is dry. Wow, I'm a serious nefesh. Okay, then it says, Akusi is mitzarev to the zimun, but Anochri is not mitzarev to the zimun. What's the story with the kusim? So the kusim, that was an age-old machloikas. In the days of the Tanakh, in Sefer Melachim, the story is told that a group of people from Kusa were moved to Eretz Yisrael, and then they were of the Avodah Zarah, and they were being attacked by lions, and so they converted to Judaism because they felt that the God of the Jewish people is Elokei HaAretz, and if they're not going to convert to Judaism, the lions are going to devour them. So after they converted, so the lions were satisfied, so they stopped attacking them. But the pasuk says that their conversion was meaningless. As Elohim Hayo Ovdim, they still continued to worship Avodah Zarah. There was never any Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs in the first place. So the original Kusim were literally Geri Arayas. They converted because of the lions. There never was a Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs, and the Geris was not valid. But then, in the days of the Tanaim, these Kusim used to be self-contained. They didn't intermarry with everybody else. And then, in the days of the Tanaim, these Kusim were observing many mitzvahs. They weren't observing, most of them are not observing 100% with all the Torah Shebal Peh. Some of them were. There was Kusi Chaver, the Gemara says. Some of them were Chaver, that they observed like a regular Jew. And others were only observing Torah Shebichsav. They weren't observing Torah Shebal Peh. So the Tanaim didn't, if there was a historical machloikis, which was a halachic machloikis also, whether how did this come about? The original Kusim described in Tanakh never had any Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs at all, so the Geris was not valid at all. So how did it happen that in the days of the Tanoim, centuries later, they're keeping the mitzvahs to a certain extent? Did they just pick it up by osmosis because all the other Jews in Eretz Yisrael are observing? Or no, maybe we should assume that there was a second conversion that was done properly with the Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. So even those kusim who are not fully observant, maybe they're all Jewish. So that was a machlokes hatanaim, where the kusim geri emesein, should we assume shuv nizgaru b'leiv sholem? That's how Tosis explains. So should we assume? No. They only picked it up by osmosis, and kusim geri arayisem. The original geris was in order to save their lives from the lions, and there never was a second conversion, and all the kusim are going gevur. So the Mishnah takes a stand and says, hakusim izamnim olam. He passed on the Rekusim, a Geri Emesim, that the Geris, Shuvnes Gari B'Lev Shalom, the original Geris as described in the Sefer Melachim was meaningless, because as Elohim Ayuhovnim, they never accepted even not the worship of the Zorah. But we assume that in some later point in history, there was Shuvnes Gari B'Lev Shalom, and the Kusim were not so observant, because they were slackening on the Shmiras HaMitzvahs. But then, Reb Meir sent his Talmidim, the Gemara tells the story in the first parak in Chulin, Meir sent his Talmidim to try to investigate what's doing with the Kusim. Because they didn't marry anybody from the Jewish people. They separated. They were separate. So no one knew what's doing by them. So the Talmidim of Rav Meir saw that some of the Kusim were worshipping, they're still worshipping Abba Zar, on Har Gwizim, Gemara says. So Rav Meir is the Tanner who holds in the Shita, Chashina Lemiyuta. Rav Meir holds Chashina Lemiyuta. Tosis writes, the Pasuk says, Achram Lahatas, what do you mean Chashina Lemiyuta? So Tosis has two days where it's the Menator, Medirabbanon, Pashtus is Medirabbanon. Despite the fact that in Chumash it says, Acharam lahatas, Pasha Pshati was Machmer Medirabbanon. One day is that Rav Meir Shita is really a Dimin HaTorah, not just Medirabbanon. So because Rav Meir Chayish L'miyuto, so, and he heard from his students, that they investigated and they saw that one group of the Kusim was still worshipping Avodah Zarah. And Har Gwizim, what did they find? The Mus Yoina, Matzah Lahem. The peace now. The Yoina represents peace now. The dove is a symbol of peace. So they're over the Avodah Zarah. So Rav Meir was goes on all the Kusim, because Rav Meir Chayish L'miyuto was goes on all the Kusim, Adino Ka'akum. That's a big shaila. What is that? What does that mean? He was geyser, and all the kusim they have dina ka'akum like a mumar, like a Jew who's avid avidazar is dina ka'akum. But if he's mekadosh and isha, the kedusha achal. He's from mumar mekadosh and isha, the kedusha achal. Just if he shechts a behema, then we say shchitos anevela. A mumar sheshachat shchitos anevela. Or did he mean that Rav Meir was geyser because they were so removed from mainstream Judaism that they were there with the Zara, so maybe he had the ability to declare Dina Kakum the Gamre, that they Bein L'Hakol Bein L'Achmer. So that's a big machlekes in Rishayim, machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Daven Hilchas Ribis. Is it permissible to lend to a Kusi Beribis? Is it permissible to shave off his payas? I'm the barber. Am I allowed to shave off his payas? Can I use the Kusi as a Shabbos guy? So that's a machlokes. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos in the end of Nida is of the opinion that where a mayor was geizer dina ka'akom mayor chayish lemiyuto, because one group of kusim were the students of Rameir found that one group of kusim was still up there with his own hag reason. It was geizer on all the kusim, and even though we don't pass like Rameir chayish lemiyuto, but this gzera we do follow. That's a sticky question. Why? We usually don't hold the chashin lemiyuto. Rameir holds Chashin L'miyuta. Gemara said this is based on Chashin L'miyuta. So it's unclear.
This is Xero.
Xero, yeah.
Are we passing like Rameir's Xeros?
Okay. Could be. That's the reason why. Okay. Mm-hmm. Halacha Rameir big Xero Isaf. Okay. That's what the Gemara says. Yeah. So that's the machloika as to what extent did Rameir make Xero. Did he just say that the Kusim are like Yisrael, who is a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah. So you go to Chumrah. Or did he even mean Lekula, that if he's Mekadosh and Isha, the Kedushin are not Chal. So that's a Machloikis in Hilchas Kedushin, Machloikis in Hilchas Ribis. Every time the issue comes up, so in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the two opinions. And one of the Rishonim says, Bein L'Hakol, Bein L'Hachmer, is the Rambam. That's the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah, the end of Nida, has like that. So this Mishnah is before Rav Meir made Gzer. A kusi mizamne malav, even though a nochri e mizamne malav, a goy can't be mitzar to azim. And the Gemara asks, what's the chiddush? A nochri e mizamne malav? Of course not. What's the havamina? The goy might not mechuyif to bench. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a non-Jew is in the middle of the conversion process. He already had mila, but he didn't have tvila. So that's a machloikis hatanaim, where the mol v'leitoval is he considered Jewish. We pass the mol v'leitoval is not yet Jewish, and you can't even be mitzar. You don't say he's half Jewish. You don't say he's half Jewish. You can't be mitzar of him to the Zimun. You can't be mitzar of him to a minion. He's not Jewish. So despite the fact that a nochri aim is amnim alav, even though he's in the conversion process, but nonetheless, a kusi is mizamnim alav, that's kodem agzera. But after Rav Meir, the Mishnah was, stam Mishnah Rav Meir, but this is Rav Meir kodem agzera. After Rav Meir made the gzeira, and the Gemara says, like he pointed out, halachik Rav Meir big gzeira oisav. So then we would say that b'zman hazeh kusim im zamnim alav. Yeah. So this institution of benching mezumen, what is the mokem? Inah hanemili, the Gemara says. So the first Amara quotes one pasuk, Gadol Hashem itein yiram mashmo yachdo. One person is talking to two. E.T. is the singular. And Gadlu is speaking to two other people. So you see three people together. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's nicer. And the other Amar quotes the other pasuk, V'chumash Kishem Hashem Ekro. Ekro is singular, I am alone. Hovu Godel, Hovu is in the plural. Hovu Godel Alakan, all three of us together should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they quote the two psukim. That's a question, machloikis and rishonim, and a machloikis and achronim, whether benchi mezuman is a real din deraisa, real adrasha gemura that you learn out from the psukim, it's a different din, or the whole thing is only an asmachta midirabbanim. So that's a big machloikis. How does it work? So that's what we discussed, I think the first day that we started the Masechta. We pointed out the Ritva in Megillah as a diuk that they attribute to the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon said the diuk later, he didn't have any Ritva. The opening Mishnah says, Me'emesai Korin in Sashma Bo'arovin, Korin in the plural. Sounds like everybody says Kriyashma on his own. And the Mishnah Megillah has the beginning of the second pair, HaKoris HaMegillah Aymid V'yoshin. Hakori in the singular. You have a Balkori who reads the Megillah, and everybody's Yotze with Shemei Koina. And by Kriya Shema, you say Korin is Hashma. You don't allow Shemei Koina. Why a contrast between Kriya Shema and the Mikra Megillah? So that's what the Ran in the end of Maseches Roshana, the Ran on the Rif, quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't make the deal about Korin and Korei, that's the Ritva and the Vilna Gaon have like that. But the Yerushalmi says the Din. The Mikra Din, we allow Shemei Koina. And Kola Terukula, one person says Kiddush, one person says Abdullah, and everybody listens, and they're Yotzei. Or one person blows Shofar, and everybody's Yotzei based on Shemei Koina. But there are three areas of Halacha that the Yerushalmi says we don't permit Shemei Koina. One is by Kriya Shema. The purpose of Kriya Shema is to be Mekabel al Malchu Shemayim, so it's not Derech Eretz to rely on someone else and just to be Yotzei with Shemei Koina. You should strain yourself and recite the Shema on your own. And the second is with respect to tefillah. If you have tzarachim, I need a shirach, I need a parnas, I need a refuah, I need whatever, all the things, I want to be blessed with children. And so if you have a tzarach and you want to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not derech eretz just to listen to someone else and be yotze v'shmei koina. If you need these tzarachim, you should daven on your own. And the third exception to the rule that Yerushalmi has is with respect to eating food, that the bracha before and after, since you're eating the food yourself, so the Yosha dictates you should say the bracha on your own. You didn't ask the other fellow to eat the extra sandwich for you. You're eating the sandwich on your own, so you should say the bracha on your own. So what do you mean? So you don't allow Shemei Koina by eating food, but we do it all the time. One person says Hamoitzi, and everybody's Yotzei. And one person says, when you bench Mezuman in the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Gemara, the practice would be that only the Mezamen would say the Birchas Hamazon, and the listeners would just say Amen. But they wouldn't say along the Birchas Hamazon. Shulchan Aruch recommends, he quotes from the Rishonim, Rabbi Yosef Kar recommends, that everyone should say along Birchas Hamazon with the Mezamen, because we don't have such a good attention span, and we may not pay attention to the whole benching from the beginning to the end. So he recommends everyone should say along softly with the Mezamen, but the Mishnah Berurah says the Ikar Din should still be observed. The one who is mezamein, the one who is benching mezumin, should say the whole benching out loud till the Yolam al Yechasreina, should say everything out loud. Everybody should listen to him. They should say along softly with the mezamein, the whole benching. So what he means is, Mara Gemara, they only had one person say the benching, but we don't allow Shemei Koina by brochas in connection with eating food. And one person says, I'm Yotzei, everybody's Yotzei. How do you allow that? So the Vilna Gaon says that that's preferable because B'roi Vam Hazis Melech. Preferable one person to say Kiddush should be Moitzi everybody else. The Mechaber says, sounds not so. Mechaber sounds like everybody says their own Kiddush and everybody says his own Amoitzi. The Vilna Gaon says it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is beferish that B'roi Vam Hazis Melech. Preferable one person should say Kiddush, one person should say Hamotzi. So isn't it in contradiction to this din of the Yerushalmi that you don't allow Shemei Koina by eating food? So the answer appeared in the Mishnah Mem Beis Amin Aleph, I just learned it. Esebu, the bottom Tosis on Mem Beis Amin Aleph. Esebu Echem Mevarach L'Kulam. If Yoshvu, then you can't have one person say Hamoitzi to be Moitzi the others, and you can't bench Benzuman either. But if they ate Bikrias, then Esebu Echem Mevarach L'Kulam, and it's not really a din of Shemei Kohenah. It's not that one person says Hamoitzi, everybody else is Yotzi with Shemei Kohenah. The whole Chabura together offers one Hamoitzi. The whole Chabura together offers one Birchas Hamazon. And even this din itself, that you don't allow Shemei Kohenah, so the Gemara has here on the first daf in Shlosh Shochlam, Ameyam Beis, if you have a big Shas Hadchak, it says Shnaim Sha'ochlu here by the tiny letter Hey. It's in the right in the middle of the Amud, past the middle of the Amud, Mem Hem Beis. Tanya Nam Hechish Shnaim Sha'ochlu Ka'achas Mitzvah Lecholik. If only two people ate together, so there's a Machloek. This Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan. Is it optional to bench Mezuman or not at all? So we paskin that it's not optional. You cannot bench Naktina Shnaim Sha'ochlu Ka'achas Mitzvah Lecholik. Rabbi says we paskin Halacha. It's a mitzvah lechalik, each one should bench on his own. Tanya Nami Hochi, the Brisa supports Abaye, Shtam Shachal Kachas, mitzvah lechalik, Bamedvar Mamurim, Kishishneim Sofrim. If both of the people know how to bench, and they're both scholarly, they're both learning. Avalechad Sofi Vechad Bu, if one of them doesn't know how to bench, especially this Mara Gemara, they didn't have a little Birchas HaMazon. They didn't write down the Nusach HaTfilah, because that was considered Torah Shabbat Peh. The Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei was not Piksav. Nusach of the Birchas HaMazon was not Piksav. They didn't write down the Torah Shabbat Peh. So if one person simply does not, he knows Hebrew, but he doesn't know how to say the Birchas HaMazon, so then it says, Avalechad Sefer Vechad Bur, Sefer Mevoch, Bur Yoytzei. Then we revert back to the Din Deraisa, that we do allow Shemeh Koine. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bir Agro. That this whole Din in the Yerushalmi, that there are three cases where you don't allow Shemeh Koine by Kriya Shema and by Tfilah, and by eating food, that's only midirabbanon. And if one is a soif and one is a boor, you have no brera, so you revert back to the din deraisa, and you do allow shemei koina. But let's say you have a mizuman of three. So then is it based on shemei koina? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not based on shemei koina. He quotes from the sefer Birchas Abraham. Birchas Abraham was a yekish poisek before the days of the Shach. Shach and the Yerideh Semin Yotes quotes from the sefer Birchas Abraham. So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Mezuman quotes the Birchas Avram that when one person says Kiddush or Havdalah, and I'm listening, I'm Yotze with Shemei Koine, if I don't understand Hebrew, you don't apply Shemei Koine. That's what Tosfos writes here, Mem Hei Amid Beis, Imam Askel Shani Hasim Dika Deis, a long Tosfos. So the last few lines, Tosfos says like that. Noshim Sheinim Avias Klal, women who don't understand Hebrew, Motzi Lemeimar, the Pashtus is the Lo Nafki, you're not Yotze with Shemei Koine. If the husband is going to say Kiddush and Havdalah in Hebrew, and the wife doesn't understand Hebrew, you don't say Shemei Koine. How do you know? Because it says in Megillah, Lois Shesham Ashur is Yotze. Lois means a person who speaks Laz, he doesn't understand Hebrew, but they read the Megillah for him, and the original Hebrew is Yotze. So the Gemara says, how come? Gemara asked, how come? What's the question? How come? How can you allow Shemeya Koine? Who lo Shemeya? Shemeya means that you're deaf. You Shemeya. And number two, Ani Shemeya means Ani Meivin. But if you hear it, but you don't understand Hebrew, so that's like Enenu Shemeya. So the Gemara raises that question. This is quotes Megillah, Daf Yitzayin. The Gemara raises the question. How can you say Lo Yishasham Ashur is Yotza? But he doesn't understand. So the Gemara says, Pesumi Nisa B'Alma Shaini. Kediyamina Hashem, as the Gemara says in Megillah, Hachashduran Bnei Haramochim, Mi Adina My Niyud. That we know what it is. We don't know what the word means. So just like we're all Yotze Mikra Megillah, even though we don't understand, so Mikra Megillah is an exception to the rule. One person can read the Megillah since it's for the sake of Pesuminisa B'Yalma. One person can read the Megillah. Everybody will be Yotze. So Tosfos claims that's the deal. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Hilchos Kiddush adopts the position of Tosfos that you only allow Shemei Koine if the person is listening to the Kiddush or the Havdalah, whatever, Pasha Zohar, whatever he wants to be Yotze with Shemei Koine, if he understands the words, but if he doesn't understand, so Tosfos shifts the blame to the women. The women don't understand Hebrew. There are some generations where the men don't understand Hebrew also. Apparently the Baalei Tosfos were all learning Mishnayos and Gemara, so they all know Hebrew. Just their wives didn't know.
It doesn't make a chalik between the board that he knows a little bit of the concept, so most people at least know what you're talking about a little bit in Kiddush. They make a chiluk between the boor and the nashim, because nashim are
inam avina klal. No, Tosfos says the boor knows Hebrew. Everybody speaks Hebrew. He just does know the benching by heart. And there are no Birchas Hamazon booklets because it was at a time in the days of the Gemara it was forbidden to write down the Nusach HaTfilah. So if I'm going to say the Kiddush, I'm going to say the Birchas Hamazon in Hebrew, the boor will understand it. He does know how to say it by heart. But the women don't speak Hebrew. The women in the days of the Baal HaTais didn't understand Hebrew. So that's what they say. The Noshma Einem Avinus, Loshna Kodesh. So it's the Lo Shamea. Shamea Ka'ina. If you pay attention, if you understand Hebrew and you pay attention, then Shamea Ka'ina. But the women is Ein Shamea because they don't understand Hebrew. The boor understands Hebrew. He speaks Hebrew. He just does not the Nusach HaTfilah.
So that's what Rabbi is going to be Yodea Ksas, Maikama?
Yeah,
he knows. It sounds like they don't understand everything they're saying.
I think it means that he speaks Hebrew all the time. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's an Israeli. He's an Israeli. He speaks Hebrew. He's in the Knesset. But he doesn't know what bracha to say. There's not anything about the bracha. That's a boor. Boor means a person knows Hebrew, but he does not know Nusach HaBracha. So the Tosfos, Tosis says this with respect to bench and mezumin also. Tosis says if the women don't understand Hebrew, so if they'll say the benching in Hebrew themselves, even if they don't understand, they'll be yotzei. That's how many. There's a perek, the beginning of the second half of Masechta Sotah, on Daf Lamed, Daf Chof Tes, Daf Lamed. So the perek begins, Elan Namorim Beloshna Kodesh. There are mitzvahs of Amira, like the duchening. The Kohanim have to duchen in the original Hebrew. And when the Kohen Gadol gets the Aliyah on Yom Kippur, when he learns Kriyas HaTorah, the Melech learns Hakel, the Kriyas HaTorah deraisa, he has to say the Birchas HaTorah in the original Hebrew. But when a person gets an Aliyah on Sheni V'Chamishi or on Shabbos or Yontif, he can say the brachas in translation. So the Mishnah tells you which brachas, which tefillas, which recitations have to be recited in the original Hebrew, which can be recited in translation. So the a lot of Achrayim say, if it's in Rishonim, it's not really explained well. A lot of Achrayim say that just like Megillah, if you read in the original Hebrew, even if you don't understand it, you yotzei. But if you read in translation, read the Megillah and Karmos legiftim begiftis ulivanim beivanis. If the Megillah Esther is written in a foreign language, so the people don't understand that language, are yotzei. If it's written in Hebrew, everybody's yotzei. So that's what Achrayim say. If a person says Kiddush in Hebrew, he's yotzei, even though he doesn't understand the Hebrew. He knows that Kiddush has to do something with Kedushas HaShabbos, but he doesn't know what the Pirush Amiras of the words are. But if he says Kiddush in another language is Betorah's translation. So if you don't understand, you're not yotzei. Just like Mikra and Megillah. If the Megillah is written in translation, only the people who understand that language are yotzei. It was written in original Hebrew, so everybody's yotzei. So here, Tosfos talks about the women, bench and mezumen. So they say, in the days of the Gemara, only the mezamen would recite the Birchas Hamazon. The listeners would not say anything. So Tosfos says that the women wouldn't be yotzei with the benching if they don't understand Hebrew. Because Shemea Kain is only if you're Shemea. Shemea means you're not deaf. Shemea means you understand. The exception to the rule is Mikra Megillah, because Pesuvi Nisa B'Almahu. That's what they claim. But by Bench and Mezumen it wouldn't be good. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from this Sefer Birchas Avraham, not like Tosfos. He says, if you have two people benching, and you're reverting back to the Din D'Oraisa, Sefer Abur, Sefer Mevorach Abur Yotzei, you're reverting back to the Din D'Oraisa, Shemea Kain, so then you wouldn't be yotzei if you don't understand Hebrew. That's what Tosfos says, and we in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Kiddush they paskan like Tosfos. But by bench and mezumen, the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Birchas Avraham. It's not based on Shemei Kaina. What is it based on? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. It's based on a different word. All Chabura offers one Birchas Hamazon. It's not that everybody pays attention. It's considered as if they're all yotzei with Shemei Kaina. No. If it's Shemea Kaina, you have to understand the language. If you don't understand, you're not Shemea. It's based on a different word, that the Birchas Hamazon b'chabur. So Rachik thought that could well be that's a din deraisa. You know, the psukim don't really sound like it's a real legitimate yalfusa. One gets the distinct impression that the psukim are only asmachta, like half of the Rishonim and many Achrayim say, the psukim are only asmachta. So Rachik said it could be that it is a din deraisa. Because it's such a fundamental difference. If you have two people benching because he doesn't understand Hebrew, say for a boor, then it's based on Shamei Kohen. So if he doesn't understand Hebrew, you wouldn't say Shamei Kohen, who einanu Shamei. But if you're benching Mizuman, it's not based on Shamei Kohen. It's a fundamental difference over here. The whole Chabur offers one Birchas Hamazon, so that's good. Even if some of the people don't understand Hebrew. It's not based on Shamei Kohen.
Would he still say that in the Teresh the way we do it now? That most people say it's still in their home when they hear the first bracha.
The way we do it now, we don't do it properly. We don't, you're not really Yotzei Mizuman. We don't do it properly. It's supposed to, the Mizaman is supposed to say slowly and out loud, and everyone should say, the Shulchan Aruch recommends, they should say along softly, but the Mizaman should say it slowly, so everybody should be able to hear the whole benching till the Olam Aruch Hasrein and say Amen at the end of every bracha today. They're always benching so quickly. I don't know, today we're not yet to anything. It's a problem. I don't know, you're Yotze the Zima, but you're not Yotze the Birchas Hamazon, B'chabura, unless you hear the whole benching. They want to continue eating. They don't want to bench now.
But they got Zima, man.
They're Yotze a little bit. So that's, we're Yotze that little bit, that they're Yotze, we're Yotze that also. But they're not Yotze the full dinner, it really is. The Gemara says that if you have three people, and two of them finished eating, and they want to bench Mizuman, so the third one has to be mafsik for the two. But if you have three people and one finished eating, so the two are not mechuyev to be mafsik for the one. But it's a nice thing, lifnei b'shur ha'sadin, that they should be mafsik for him. But then they want to continue eating later. So they want to continue eating later, so then they only wait till the azan ha'sakol. Then they continue. So they're not really yotze the bichasam. They're yotze a little bit, they're yotze partially, that they answered the Mizuman. But they're not fully yotzei the din of Birchas Hamazon b'chaburim. So that's the shaila. If one should assume that Birchas Hamazon b'chaburim is a totally different kind, could be that that's on the level of the Raisa. That you learn that from the Psukim, a real drasha gemura, that the two kinds of benching. Birchas Hamazon b'chaburim is a different kind of benching. What else we mentioned, that the Rambam, in the end of Perek Aleph in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says, whenever I want to be Yotzei Bracha, and I want to hear from someone else, I should say Amen. Kiddush and Abdol, I should say Amen. Then he says, even if I didn't say Amen, you will say Yotzei. And Lachatchil, you should say Amen, even if someone's saying Bar Nefoshes, or Ashi Yotzei, whatever. Whenever I hear someone saying a Bracha, I should always answer Amen. Certainly, if I want to be Yotzei, I should certainly say Amen. But B'di Yevid, you Yotzei, even if you didn't say Amen. So the Rambam writes this in the end of Perek Aleph and Hilchos Brachos. But then, by Chazaras HaShatz and by Benchem Mizuman, he mentions again that everybody should answer Amen at the conclusion of every bracha of the Chazaras HaShatz, and the people who are Benchem Mizuman should all answer Amen. And then there's a third place where the Rambam mentions also by Birchas HaGoyimot, it's a Gemara later, in Perek HaRoy. So some understood that the Rambam meant to say that here the Ani Asamin is Li'ikuva. By Chazaras HaShatz and Benchem Mizuman, Ani Asamin is Li'ikuva. Why should it be Li'ikuva? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe because it's a bracha b'chabura, the whole tzibur is offering Chazaras HaShatz. It's not stam that the Chazan is saying the Shemoneh Esrei a second time for himself in order to gain Kedusha. There's a Tfilas HaYochid and a Tfilas HaTzibur, like the Shilti Gibarim writes at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, just like there's a Korban Yochid and there's a Korban Tzibur, so there's a Tfilas HaYochid and a Tfilas HaTzibur. So maybe when it's a Tfilas HaTzibur, it's a Bichas Hamboz and Bichabura, so maybe then Ani Asamin is Li'ikuva, to show that you have audience participation, to create this Tzibur. Not enough, just maybe Shemei Kohen is only good when it's a Bichas HaYochid, Kiddush on Abdallah, even if he wasn't on a Amen, he says Shamea Ke'oina. But when it's a bracha b'chabura or bracha b'ditzibur, Chazor Salshat says Tvila Satzim, and maybe there Aniyah Samin is Liku. That was the suggestion. Okay, that we discussed at length. What does Gemara have another din? Minayin, since we mentioned that pasuk, Gadlo Lashamita and Ramashmo Yachtov, what do you see from Yachtov together? So he says, Minayin Lain Amen Shelo Yagdi Akoli Yosemin Hamavarech. If someone says a bracha and I'm saying Amen, so it's not proper, I should say Amen louder than him. Gadlo Lashamita and Ramashmo Yachtov. He's not necessarily talking about Benshe Mezumina. He's talking about Stam. A person says a bracha and I say Amen. It's not right that I should scream out Amen louder than his bracha. Because it says Yachta. Yachta means in the same level of sound. And then the Gemara said the same thing when you have, they used to have a takana of having a meturgma. We don't have it anymore. They used to have Bishas Kriyas HaTorah. Every pasuk or every couple of psukim, they would have a meturgma and say over the Targum Onkelos. In the days of the Goyim, they would say the Targum of Sadyagon in Arabic. In the earlier generation, they said the Targum Onkelos. So he says, Einam HaTargum HaShor LaHagdif El Yosman HaKorei. The Balkorei says in a certain high, a loud voice. Everybody should hear. And the Meturgman happens to have a louder voice. So that's not right. The Meturgman should not say in a louder voice. How do you know? Shenehemar. Lo Sheidaber V'alakim Yanene B'kol. What does it mean, the word B'kol, Yanene B'kol? Ein Tamalam V'kol, Ma Tamalam V'kol. What does it mean? B'kol D'Sham Moshe. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say the Dinim, it would be the same loud voice as Moshe Rabbeinu. He wouldn't say louder than Moshe Rabbeinu. So that if you have two people, one is saying Shahakol, and one is saying Amen, one is saying the Kriyas HaTorah, and one is saying the Targum, they're working together, so you shouldn't have one clearly louder than the other, they should be approximately the same.
And we say,
I don't know what it means. I don't know. It was the same voice. It was the same voice. Don't know. What does it say? And I'm talking about the Hagbir Kol Yosem and Akari. The Imi Yepshad, I'm talking about Bir Kol, though. The Meturgamon can't say as loud as the Balkari. So we tell the Balkari, Yemayach Akari Kol Yosem and Akari. The Balkari should lay in a little softer. It's not right that they're working in conjunction with each other. It's not proper that one should be much louder than the other. It should be approximately the same. So what was by Maimon Hasina? What exactly was going on there? Moshe Yedaber, Bo Harakim, Yanen, and we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Aseres HaDibes, that Moshe Rabbeinu said it over a second time. Moshe Yedaber, Bo Harakim, Yanen, and we call HaShal Moshe. How do you translate the Pasuk? Moshe Yedaber. Moshe Rabbeinu said over the Aseres HaDibes, after the Rabban Shalom proclaimed them, he said them over. Well, the Kim Yanenu al Dvar Hakol Yanenu beKol Shal Moshe. What does it mean? That there was Hakadosh Baruch Hu said Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and he said it over. Then Baruch Hashem said LiYelucha Nehem Moshe Rabbeinu said it over. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said each one of the dibbets Moshe Rabbeinu said it over. So Shechina Medabers Mitoch Gronoi. So what was? I don't know. What does it mean beKol Shal Moshe? I'm not sure. I don't know. We should look in the Mefarshim and see what it means. Okay, so what does the Gemara have this machlekes? Shnam shach lukaachas pligi rabbi rabbi yechanan. The other machlekes, is it optional? The Mishnah says shlosh shach lukaachas chayovim lezamen. They're chayiv to be mezamen. If you have two people, there's no chiv zimon, then maybe it's optional. Maybe it's a rishus. So that's a machlekes rabbi rabbi yechanan. And then you have at the end of the whole machlekes, Abai says, Amar Abaye, Naktinon, we have a tradition that's the Pesach Halacha, Shnam Shachu Gachas, Mitzvah Lecholik. We don't say it's a Rishus, the Bench Mezum, and Mitzvah Lecholik, Tanya Rami Yochem, Mitzvah Lecholik. But here's the beginning of the Suya. So the Gemara starts off, it's a Machlekes, it was a Machlekes, Rav and Rav Yechanan. Rav learned in Eretz Yisrael by Rav Yehuda Anossi. He got Smicha from Rav Yehuda Anossi, then he went to Bavel. So the Gemara says that one of the Amoroim from Eretz Yisrael Rabbanan da osim imaravim. Rabbanan, who came from Eretz Yisrael, said that they heard in Eretz Yisrael there was a shita that shnayim sha'achlu ka'achas, it's rashoim lezamen, if they want to. Who, there must have been, they heard it from Rabbi Yechanan. So how come you're not sure? Machlok is Rabbi Yechanan. Chad Omer like this, Chad Omer like that. Why are you not sure? The Rabbanan da osim imaravim must have heard it from Rabbi Yechanan. Rab lived in Bavel. He didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, maybe they heard it from Rabbi Yechanan before he moved, Mekambedin Ochis LeBavel, before he moved to Bavel. Because originally Rav did live in Eretz Yisrael. Rav learned by Rabbi Yudah Anasi, he got smicha, then he went to Bavel. So this was an old machlekes, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, where the Shnaim Shoch Luka'achas are Rashoim Levorech Mezumen. Is there such a thing as Chayovim Lezamen and such a thing as Rashoim Lezamen? The Gemara has an Amid base, Noshim. So Rashi writes Pshat and the Gemara Tesis accepts it, that women, it's a Rishus, if they want to bench Mezumah, they may, but it's not a Chayva. What leads them to say like that? Because in order to have a Chayva, you have to have Shloisha. If you have 10 people, it's called a Tzibur. If you have 3 people, you don't call it a Tzibur, you call it a Chaburim. So you want to have Bechas HaMozim HaChaburim. So women are never called a Chaburim. The Gemara has a Loshin, the 5th line from the top. They are Nashi, Ketre Gabri Dami. They have 100 women, it's not called a Tzibur. They can't recite a Dovish HaBikdusha. The top Tosis says, well, Me are Nashi, Ketre Gabri Dami, Lini Kibut Tvila, Lini called Dovish HaBasara. Any Dovish HaBikdusha, the women cannot say. And the Tosis Rabbi Yudah Sir Leon, on this Gemara, he has also been given to Mikra Megillah. He says that if you don't have 10 men, it's not called Mikra Megillah Basar. The Torah quotes Machlokes about that. But if you have 10 women, and you have 5 men and 5 women, maybe for Mikra Megillah purposes, maybe the women do count, because it's not really a Dovish HaBikdush, it's for the purpose of Pesumei Nisa. So maybe women are Mechayvim Mikra Megillah, so maybe it is called Pesumei Nisa. So Rabbi Yudah Sir Leon says no. He says when the Gemara says, Mei Anashi Ketrei Gabi Adamyan, it means that the women are supposed to be more bitziner than the men. The Baruch Shalom wants everybody should lead a private life. Everyone should try to act in an inconspicuous fashion, shouldn't wear loud clothing, shouldn't scream out loud, should be anonymous. Everyone should try to lead an anonymous life, but sometimes halacha requires you have to. But Baruch Shalom once in a while does make a gilui shechina. Baruch Shalom was usually a kel mistat there, and he told us v'alachta b'drocha. We should all be lead a private life to do mitzin hatzneh lachasim alakecha. But once in a while, the Baruch Shalom does make a gilui shechina. So once in a while, he calls upon us to do things b'frahesia. But even we have to do b'frahesia, it's bad enough that the men have to compromise on their tznias. We don't want the women to compromise. So that's why let's say the first daf and nida. The Rashba quotes an opinion, we don't pass him like that, the Rashba quotes an opinion that there's a Gemara in Nazir, Perek Shnei Nazirim. So the Gemara says if you have 3 people standing together as a din of Ushu Sarabim for Sofik Tuma. Sofik Tuma Ushu Sarabim Sveika Tohar, Sofik Tuma Ushu Sayachat Sveika Tome. So what's called the Ushu Sarabim? So the Gemara says you have 3 people standing together inside a building, that's called the Ushu Sarabim for Tuma purposes. So the Rashba quotes an opinion on the first daf, based on Aleph and Nida, that if you have 3 women, because the Gemara says about Chaver Eser, no, it's the Sois of Bimito, on the first daf and Nida, that 2 women are carrying a 3rd woman on a bed. So all the 3 women are together. So that should be considered a Sofik Tumah B'Shus Sarabim Sveika Tor. How come the Gemara is Machmer? So the Rashba quotes an opinion from the Rishonim, earlier Rishonim, that 3 women are not considered a B'Shus Sarab, just like over here. 100 women is Ketre Gavi Adamian. It's not considered like 3. Not considered like 3 for Mizuman purposes. Not considered like 3 for the purpose of Rishu Sarabim. It's not considered like 10 for Mikra Megillah. So there's such an opinion in the Rishon. Rashba is not happy with that. He thinks that it's not correct. But that's the basis of the din, that women don't constitute a minyan for Dovish HaBikdusha. But Moshe Pasha has a tshuva, he says, Davish HaBikdusha, you need Asura, that's only Midirabbana. He thinks, Min HaTorah, there is no such din. But there is a din of Davish HaBikdusha, Basura, for Yehorek Val Yavar, that Shara Averis Bifrahesya. Farhesya means Bifne Asura Mi Israel. So you have to give up your life. You're not allowed to, if the goy is Miskaven Lahabir Al Adas. The goy wants me to violate my religion and he wants me to do an Aver Bifrahesya Bifne Asura Mi Israel. Then there is your Harag Vayam. So it's only called Bifrahesya if you have 10 Jewish men. If you have 10 Jewish women, that's not called Farhesya. Moshe says, even though there is an opinion that one Eved is mitzdarif to a minion, we're going to get to it here, one Eved is mitzdarif, there's an opinion, one Kotn is mitzdarif, there's even an opinion that's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that one woman is mitzdarif to a minion. He says, this is all the Rabbanans, that one Eved is mitzdarif, one Kotn is mitzdarif, one Ish is mitzdarif. When you're talking about Yehorik Bar Yabba, real din der Isa, then he says, you have to have dafke 10 men. No one would ever say that one woman is mitzarev. The kula, one Eved, one woman, and one cotton, that's all because the whole need for asar, for Dovashim Bigdusha, is only midirabbanim. But when you're talking about a real, midigdash de besoch, midir yisur, midigdash means kiddush Hashem, Yehorik Bar Yabba, then everybody agrees that women are not mitzarev.
Even though they have the same kiddush as a man.
Even though they have the same level of kedusha as the men, yeah. There's a different angle over here because women are supposed to lead a life of more betzina than the men. Men also have to have atznei lecha simalakecha. Men also have to imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel mistater. He's always betzina. He's hiding. So the men should also lead a life of betzina. But we expect of the women more betzina than the men. So that's why the women never constitute afila me'anashi. It's not even called the chabura. Yeah, but they can bench mezumen. So that's where Rashi and Tosfos learn. It's only a reshus. It's not a chayva. The Rosh quotes Amishanim disagree. They hold it's not true that three women are mechayv to bench mezumen. But Tosfos says mi lo nogu ha'olam kein. The meaning is that the women don't make their own mezumen. Even though Medina de Gemara it says that they may, either that they may or they mechayv to. So the Tosfos quotes the Rashi, not mechayiv to, the women not mechayiv to, it's only reshus. And the minig is that they don't. The Mishnah Berurah, yes, he does know why. And the Bir Halacha, yes. How come the women, the minig for so many centuries is, the women don't choose to bench mezumen. So that's a machlokes. Rabbi Yechanan, when the Mishnah says Shlosh Yishlach Lachas Chayavim Lizam, and less than three are not Mechuya, but is it optional or not? Lamaskana, we pass Kaladina that Shnaim Shoch Lachas Mitzvah Lecholek. It isn't even optional to have a Mezumah. You have to have a minimum of three to be able to bench Mezumah. So Gemara tries to prove from the various dinim that it seems that it's not a Rishus. Toshma, here the third white line on Mem Hemet Aleph. Toshma shlosh shochel kachas chayav lezamen ve'ein rashoim lecholik. Why the ein rashoim lecholik? If one guy will bench on his own, so the other two won't have a mezumen. Why won't they have? But if you say shnaim shochel kachas rashoim lezamen, it's permissible, and one guy has to run. He's going to miss his train. He's going to miss his plane. Whatever. So what's so terrible if he's going to bench? He'll miss the mezumah, but the other two will have a mezumah. The Gemara says no. Shiny hosam the kavu lahu bechayva meikara. If originally they had shlosh shoch lekachas, they're mechuyif to bench mezumah. If one is going to leave, they're going to have shnam shoch lekachas. It's rashoim lezamein. So Rashi says that god amtzuvayos and mishenim amtzuvayos. That's a machlokes in kiddushin. Where they say who gets more schar? So we lemaskana we assume God lam tzuvayos mishenim tzuvayos. So Rashi interprets here on Amud Aleph, then he repeats on Amud Beis again. If originally you had a mezumen of three, and it's gonna turn into two, you're gonna be missing a lot because there's more schar if you're mitzuvayos, and that's why the waiter, if only two people are eating, and they didn't invite the waiter that he should share some of the bread. So if he'll eat bread, he'll make it into a chiyuv to bench mezumen. Even if Yoshnaim Shachlu is a rishus lezamein, but if a third person will eat with them, he'll make it a chiyuv to be mezamein. So it's self-understood that they would prefer, that's how Gemara says, shiny hasam, the nichalu lemikvah lehu b'chayvah. That's the top line on them, hemer days. That it's self-understood that they would, everyone wants, because God lam tzuvayas, mishayim tzuvayas. everyone would want that it should be mezuman of shloisha. Even if there is such a thing as mezuman of two, the mezuman of three is preferable, because that'll be b'chayva. Mezuman of two is only going to be a rishus. The Rambam writes that 10 women can bench mezuman, but not b'shem. If you have asor, you usually say baruch alakenu, but 10 women are mezaman shelo b'shem. Why? So the Kesef Mishnah writes, because it's a davar shebikdusha, and 10 women do not constitute a minyan for the purposes of davar shebikdusha, as it says in that Mishnah in Megillah, that yonah mitzarv to the minyan, asor gedonim b'nei bris, b'nei chorin. Yeah. Only men. So that's a shaila. Is really bench a mezuman b'shem basara is a davar shebikdusha? Is it really a davar shebikdusha? Where's the Gemara on his base? The Gemara says on Amid Beis after the two dots. Omer Abdimi by Yosef Omer Ab Shlosh Shok Lachas Yotzech Mem Lashu Koyin Lo Mizam Nemalov Omer Abay Vuhuri Koy Levi Oni. If it doesn't answer Lo Amar Nela Bishlosh Ab Lasara, it's not good enough. The tenth fellow, you have 10 people ate together, one guy walked away to the other room, so he's just going to answer from a distance. That's not allowed. From Mizuman Ab Shlosha it is okay, he has to answer from where he is, but from Mizuman Ab Asara it's not okay. So the Gemara says, but why, if anything, should have been the reverse? 9 people is a big crowd. You have to count to see that you only have 9, you don't have 10. The difference between 2 and 3 is noticeable right away. So shouldn't, maybe there's room to say, Adarabba Ibchem Istabra, the Gemara says, Tisho Anirim Kasara. You have a big crowd, so maybe the 10th one doesn't have to come back. Or Bishnaim Eninim Kishloisha. The Gemara says, no, we don't pass them like that, Taina. Why? But you have a big crowd. If you have 3, a mezuman of 3, and the third one is in the other room, and we call to him, and he answers, it's acceptable. So why not say the same by asara? Everything more no. My time came in the boy lad kuri shem shamayim. Since baruch alakenu, you got to say shem Hashem. Potsam asara la barachara. It's not derech eretz to say the shem shamayim, but potsam asara. So that line appears in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel also to explain the din in the Mishnah. Mishnah says all the various things that need asara. So it says Kriya Satara Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu you need asara. So it says in davar shebikdusha pochas me'asara. Then it says you need 10 people for duchening. Duchening is not a davar shebikdusha. Gemara has a different marker. How do you know you need 10 people for duchening? Then the Gemara says you need 10 people to bench mezum and b'shem. Gemara says this kivin the boy la'kuri shem shemayim b'atz me'asara la baruch har. The Gemara never said that it's a davar shebikdusha. The pashtas in the Gemara is that it's not a davar shebikdusha. The Kesef Mishnah says that it is. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that there are different minhagim. When you bench mezuman basara, when you say nevarach alakenu shachal mishlat, does everybody stand up on them? So he said that's what the two minhagim are. That in certain countries they treated it like a davar shebikdusha, like the Kesef Mishnah. So davar shebikdusha needs amida. And he said where he came from in Lithuania, they would sit, they wouldn't stand up at all for baruch alakenu, because the Gemara is kemat explicit. It's not because it's a davar shebikdusha. Kivin the boy lad kuri shem shemayim, but matzah la barachar. It's a different reason why. It's not because bench and basara is a davar shebikdusha. Okay, we'll lean at it tomorrow. We will continue. Take a look on all the tesis on Amar Aleph. Good. Thank you.